I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. Lawyers for the family of police shooting victim Keith Lamont Scott said they're planning to view police video of the incident this afternoon, and they say they're not sure if the family will ask police to release the video immediately. Lawyer Justin Bamberg said one of the questions he hopes to answer is whether Scott had a gun, as police have reported.
That is what the chief says. I haven't seen any evidence. None of you all have seen any evidence that a gun was there. That is what people are saying.
Bamberg said Scott didn't own a gun. The attorney said the family is calling for peaceful protests of Scott's shooting death. The attorney said Scott's family supports citizens' right to voice their anger, but does not agree with rioting or with innocent people being injured or killed. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he supports CMPD Chief Kerr Putney's decision not to release that police body and dash cam video of Tuesday's fatal shooting. At a press conference in Charlotte this afternoon, McCrory added that he'll do everything in his power to give local authorities the resources they need in the event of further unrest in Charlotte.
And also ensure that our police officers are treated with respect, and also to ensure that there is no further destruction of property, and those who destroy property or hurt other people will be dealt with.
National Guard troops and state troopers have been assigned to assist Charlotte-Mecklenburg police as needed, and the State Bureau of Investigation today confirmed it is looking into the Tuesday police shooting that sparked two nights of protests in Charlotte.